They sang that my first trial sermon, this church. That was my first sermon, they sang that song. But I have two announcements before I get into the message. Dr. Michael Bentley, brother of Nanette Isaac, passed away Saturday morning. Funeral arrangements will be Saturday, June the 13th in Neptune City, New Jersey. And of course, my buddy and my good friend, Sister Evelyn Kendrick, passed away December 31st, 2023. And her home-going service will be Friday, January the 12th, 2024, at 10 a.m. is the visitation. 11 o'clock is the services. May God bless you and pray for the families, because I'm sure that they need all of the prayer that they can get. I'm kind of sad this morning. All my ministry, through my ministry, I don't think I've ever been this sad in the pulpit. But I'm kind of sad this morning because of how things are going. But I can't do anything about it. I took it to the Lord in prayer. And I know that he'll come to our aid and our assistance. I'm praying to God that he will do that. I pray that the church won't get upset when I preach this message. I don't know what you think about upset is, but what I think about upset is when I could have been the first black policeman in my little town. And I think about me going out arresting a white suspect and throwing him into a cruise and throwing him in jail. I think that's what upset is. Also, upset is when we do not do what God commands us to do. And I don't think we want God to be upset with us, because the woodshed is a terrible place for the Lord to take us. Can I get a witness this morning? So, Bible says that the wages of sin is death. If we keep on sinning, we're going to die, church. Romans 12:16 says, be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be haughty in mind. Associate with the lowly. The 17th verse says, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. 14:13 says, don't judge one another or put a stumbling block in our brother's way. In 1 Corinthians 5:9 says, do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Amen. Matthew 24:10 says, many will turn away from the faith and will hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. The 13th verse says, the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Can I get a witness this morning? What makes me sad is to see a sixth grader shot down by somebody that don't care anything about themselves or anything else in this world. That little child could have been president. He could have been a great philosopher. He could have been the president of his class, in his senior class. He could have been many things, but he was shot down before he even started. What makes me sad is to see the Holy Land torn apart by somebody that want to have their way. Also, Ukraine, the Russians are tearing up that part of the country. And we got an evil man ahead of that. And also what makes me sad is to see the ex-president trying to get back in for vindication. That's what makes me upset. And I don't know about how we vote. I'm not going to preach about that this morning, but I want us to be aware of what's coming. Because according to the word, things going to have to come to pass before things get better. Can I get a witness this morning? Now, my sermon is not on the screen. If you have your Bibles, turn to Galatians, the second chapter, 11 through 16, and 1 Peter 1, 3, and 9. And I'll give you time to find it. When you find it, says, I found it. If you're still looking, say, I'm looking for it. Can you say amen? And so in Galatians 2, 11 through 16, when Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentile. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy. So by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not active in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish law, customs. Can I get a witness this morning? We who are Jews by birth are not Gentile sinners. Know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ, Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ. And not by observing the law, because observing the law, no one will be justified." So over in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even if you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy." And here's the test right here. "For you are receiving the goal of your faith in the salvation of your souls. You may sit down in the household of God." Oh God, our Heavenly Father, we come right now. Let your word go out, Heavenly Father, not come back void. Bless this servant. It's not me, dear Lord, but it's the word of God. Lord, help us be preached in season and out of season, drive and draw. Lord, it's not my will, but thine will be done. Bless this congregation. Lord, we pray for the new convert, that he might rise up and work while the day is coming, night coming, no man can work. Give praise and honor and glory to the Most High God. Bless that choir who sang Zion's songs this morning. Bless the deacons who gave me a choice to preach this morning. Bless the ministers who do their work, dear Lord. Bless this communion Sunday and help us to examine ourselves. And if we find anything around our heart that shouldn't be, take it out. Lord, and strengthen us. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Well, I will not do this until I come back in the new kingdom. I pray that we all will be able to come back with him in that new Jerusalem. It's in Christ Jesus we say, pray, and ask it all. Amen. Do we know who we are? Why? You know who you are? Can we hold on by faith? The hope in a brand new year that cannot be shaken or taken away. That's my subject. My brothers and my sisters, I want to thank our God for bringing us through a year and a half of separation because of COVID and unwelcome acts of misconduct in church administration. Up until now, we have complied and are satisfied, not justified, without proper leadership in our church. Amen, somebody. And my brothers and my sisters, this gospel message is built upon the word. And in fact, should we use every thing that a change will come to this house. The Bible says Jesus gave himself for our sin. Watch this. To rescue us from the prevalent evil age. Right now we are on a sinking boat going upstream without a paddle to guide us through a sea of misunderstandings and disrespect for one another. And if we are not careful, we'll drown in our own unfaithfulness and sorrows. Amen, somebody. My brothers and my sisters, there's no other gospel. Ain't no other gospel that can suit our case. Can I get a witness? I'm not afraid to preach. What Paul said and what I say. Paul said, I am astonished. That's what he said, church. I am astonished. Proper caution and precaution. Remove mistakes and things that cannot be lawfully complied with without damage of the truth. Amen. Stay prayed up. Stay in the word of God. I wish I had a witness this morning. I'm going to try to preach this message and stay as close as I can in God's word, that the only thing set us free, amen, somebody. Paul is speaking to the church in Galatia. In the same way that I'm speaking this morning, and we may all learn and understand the gospel is not ours, but God's. And that we are the keeper of it. Because of this, we ought to praise him and praise his name. Can I get a witness? I want to say to the church this morning, peace and grace to you. Hallelujah. Coming down from the fall of lights and the heavens above. And it's my prayer this morning, in the brand new 24, in year 24, the gospel that suits us, that suits our case. Can I get a witness? Paul said, I'm surprised that you so quickly to desert the one who called you by the grace of Christ and to turn into a different gospel. Paul knew that Peter was a Jew, and that when Peter got with the Jews, he wanted to do the thing the Jews did. When he got with the Gentiles, he wanted to do what the Gentiles did. The old folks used to call it, there's a dead cat on the line. Or that we can't, we split between this and that. We can't make up our mind what we want to do. The old folks said, I got a mind to act right. And I got a mind to pray right. Holy Ghost, help me preach this message this morning. Receive Jesus Christ as our Lord. Continue to live in him. Rested, built upon him. Strengthened on the fact, as we were taught, overflowing thankfulness. Amen, somebody. Amen. Colossians 2, 6 through 8, don't let nobody take you captive. The songwriter said, don't let nobody turn you around. I'm on my way to heaven. Am I right about it? Follow. And get away from deceptive philosophies. Don't depend on human traditions. Be careful about bad habits and principles of the world rather than on Christ. Amen. 1 Timothy 4, 4 through 16. Don't neglect your gift. I don't know about y'all, but I remember when they laid hands on me. The prophets with a prophetic message. Father, the elders laid their hands on me. Can you remember when they put their hand on you? Can't you remember that? Why don't you say amen? Amen. Sammy Davis Jr. said this. And forgive me for this interpretation. What kind of fool I am. Why can't I do as others do? And then I know what kind of fool I am. I'm a Baptist fool. That's what I am. Born Baptist, blood washed Baptist, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. I can't holler handle that, y'all. If it wasn't for God on my side, I couldn't do yet that. So I give all praises to him. And by God's grace, I'm perplexed and I'm so nervous that some of us are so quickly to give in to a lot of things. Amen, somebody. Only in a different merit of moral works and unjustified acts of misconduct in church order in meetings. I took a snapshot of that. Can you see how you did in meetings? Can you justify yourself? We're supposed to do things decently in order. Can I get a witness this morning? Lord, help me preach this. Don't you know who you are? Can you hold on by faith? The hope set before us in a brand new year. May I suggest to somebody that we cannot be shaken, our faith taken away from us this morning. Tell your neighbor, I can hold on by faith. What are we waiting for? Another question for this house of faith. And I'm asking, I'm preaching, do we know who we are? Amen. Somebody. My brothers and my sisters, when we were born, most of us were born with a hospital bracelet around our arm. We were born so that we could be identified and not get mixed up with another family. But I believe some of us have gotten in with the wrong family. They don't know who you are this morning. I believe you got in the wrong family. I don't believe you're Smith. I believe you're Brown. I don't believe you're Jackson. I believe you're Johnson. Because you got mixed up at birth. And you don't know who you are. Can I get a witness this morning? By now, what are you saying by now? Do you know who you are? When you become of age, the government gave you a social security number for your work details on most jobs. They take an ID card and ID to get into the factory. Am I right about it? Into your job, in your building that you worked in. And when you were drafted in the Army, they gave you a dog tag to identify you in case you got killed in action. Can I get a witness? Y'all might well say, I'm right about it. I'm right about it. They claim your body to send you back home. Am I right about it? My sister Paul is saying to the church, make up your mind. Whose side you on? Are you on the Lord's side? Or whose side are you on? Can I get a witness? Yeah. Yeah. Say amen. Yeah. I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. I ain't on nobody else's side. Amen. Lord, help me preach this. Help me preach this. Because if you on two sides, you got a split decision. And only demons have that. We're not called, I'm about finished, y'all. We're not called to blend in. We're called to be different. Amen, somebody. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Amen. I got to close this message. I have no points to preach this morning, but what I have is living hope. And I want to tell y'all about living hope. I have it. Living hope. 1 Peter 1:3-9, that must be kept alive. Amen, somebody. And in this new hope, in a brand new year, can I be shaken or taken away? Somebody help me pray. Praise be to God and Father of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in his mercy, in his great mercy, he has given us a living hope through his resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you and for me. Amen. Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. The Bible says, in my interpretation, Jesus was hung up high and stretched far and wide on our own rugged cross to give us hope in a depressing world, far away from the world's hope, amen, because when he died on the cross, they took him down and put him in a borrowed tomb. The Bible says he was resurrected from the dead to give hope, not like the world that's built on sinking sand with groundless conjecture and difficulties and failures, amen, but with purity and perfection. Can I get a wish? Watch this. This living hope can inherit eternal life that cannot, will not, promise not, well, grounded hope of salvation in an active and living principle of obedience in the soul of the believer that cannot perish, spoil, or fade away. Glory to God. I wish I had a praying church this morning. Short time ago, we had a dreamer of living hope, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose dreams was equality, that all races, black or white, Jew or Gentile, Amen. Amos 5:24. Living hope of judgment run down as waters in righteousness like a mighty stream. That would run down through the red hills of Georgia, the valleys of Mississippi, Alabama, North and South Carolina, and even in Ohio. Praise God on high. One time he said, and I quote, maybe we ought to let violence run its course. Well, he had no response with his close disciples, but no one disagreed with him. Amen. Church, they would rise together in hope, or they would fall in oblivion. Amen. And some did. As I close, the Bible says, in this you greatly rejoice. Now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer. And by God's grace, through 23, we have had come through a year of many trials and tribulation. Amen. But we have to be of good cheer, because the Lord says he has overcome the world. Can I get a witness? Bible says these trials can shine greater than gold, more perfected until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Y'all pray with me now. We can't see him, but we have to love him and believe in him, filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy to establish our faith in him. Amen. For the salvation of our souls. Amen. Living on a precious hope that won't spoil or fade away. Purified, glorified, being born again, holding on by faith in a brand new hope that will not, cannot be shaken or taken away. Glory to God. All men are like grass, and their glory is like the flowers that will fade away. Amen. And the flowers fall, but the word of God will stand forever. You will stand until the wicked will cease from troubling. You will stand and be magnified and glorified. It will stand to be sanctified. Amen. It will lift you up. It will turn you around. If you're stumbling or standing on the promises this morning, get on your feet and give the Lord a 30-second of your praise. Can you do that? Give him 30 seconds of your praise for the brand new year of 24. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Holy lean on Jesus' name. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. He's my provider. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah is my banner. Amen. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah is my peace. Amen, somebody. Jehovah Shema, Jehovah is there. Jehovah's here. He's right here when we need him. Amen. I need him every day and every hour. Y'all can take your seat. Close mine eyes.